Hey yo, welcome back to the Zach and Black podcast. I'm Black.
I'm Zach.
And we can't get Tony on the jack once again. He's lost. But we're here, y'all. This is just going to be a sneak preview to the season two because we finally got the time and the bandwidth to be able to do this. We got the new system down. And also, life for real, man.
Yeah, hardcore.
Definitely. What are a few things? I almost died, technically.
Yeah. Talk about your no appendix.
Yeah, bro. it was actually, what was it? It was Monday. All right, so Monday, my regular stomach stuff was going on.
Yeah.
Until the whole day I was actually throwing up. But that's regular for my regular stomach stuff that goes on. But when I went to go pick up my daughter from school, I felt unsafe.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying?
Unsafe,
It's the first time I've ever felt unsafe in my own car.
Okay.
So I had to stop probably two or three times to throw up between picking her up and taking her back home.
Okay.
And so my fiance gets home. She takes me to the hospital. I'm there for about 8 hours at this time. And the lady comes to me. She was like, yeah, after looking at your CT, we see you got a lot of white blood cells around your appendix and blah, blah, blah. Then I just cut her off. I was just like, you're telling me you got to take my appendix out right now? And she looked at me. She was like, yeah, we have to take your appendix out right now. But it was real streamlined, though. Probably 4 hours, 3-4 hours after that, they already had me down in surgery and everything like that. I was going to try to beat I always try to beat anesthetic.
What you mean?
I try to be up for a long time off of it. You know what I'm saying? While the drug is in me. But this time I couldn't even get to the part where they made me count. I just remember looking at my arm, and then I woke up hours later in another room, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
But they got my appendix out. It was totally infected, whatever had happened. Some type of thing got caught in there or something. I really didn't get into the logistics of it.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't let me keep it, so I didn't even care. Because I wanted to take it home.
For what?
Because they're not going to do anything with it.
What are you going to do with it?
Nothing, but it's mine. I wanted it. I talked to them. I was like, it's just going to be considered medical waste, right? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, all right, throw it in a jar. Let me take it home. No.
Can't do that.
I'm like, all right, whatever, man. This is stupid. But, got it out. And I got a layup for 4 weeks now, though.
Damn, Trevor out of work for more than the weekend or 2 days. It's foreign territory.
I have no idea what I'm gonna do. literally, man. It's gonna. I mean, I'm gonna be able to spend time with one of my kids because the other ones are gonna be at school.
Oh yeah.
So I'm just gonna be at fucking home by myself, looking dumb. One of my sons already broke my Xbox One, so I've just been playing my 360 for the past 2 months. Not for the lack of being able to afford one, it's just there's nothing to play, so I ended up finding a Guitar Hero guitar that actually works, and I'm about to start trying to get better at that again, see if I can play on expert. Only song I can play on expert on that is My Name is Jonas, but that's like muscle memory now, so
yeah,
only reason I can do that. I'm trying to think what else. Just a few more updates on my life. What else? So July and August in my household is 6 birthdays.
Oh God!
Who won? Let me find out. What baseball thing was it?
It's Seminoles fall to 0-2.
I knew it. Fucking
28-13.
Ho ass fucking FSU. They number 10 for nothing. I should have put that dub on Boston College.
Trevor put his paycheck on FSU.
I didn't. I ain't put nothing on them because I knew they would put nothing on them. But July and August is just July and August is just 6 birthdays. So between fiance and I and all 4 of our kids, all of our birthdays are in those 2 months. So my birthday July 7th. My daughter's is July 17th. One of my sons, July 28th. Ooh, that better be right, or else I'm gonna get in trouble. I got 20 kids, yo. I ain't even gonna cap. Like if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm not going. what else? We got a. Peyton's birth. No, is my son's birthday before? Nope. All right, we got Trevor's birthday on the 20th of August. Peyton's birthday, 22nd of August, and then the 29th of August is Tia's birthday.
Holy hell.
Yeah, so finally just got all of those presents, dinners, birthday cakes. Everybody got a cake.
Even you?
Oh, yeah, I got a cake, too.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, the kids wanted to get me a cake.
Okay.
So, yeah, I got a cake, too. But, yeah, we got through that, finally. So then, what, we got two more months until some more broke, until Christmas time, maybe?
Damn.
But we got through the hard part at my house. Definitely got through the hard part.
Good. Glad to hear.
What about you, though, man? Like, what's been going on?
Okay, we are back and hopefully sound a whole lot better. Jesus Christ, that was bad.
Jesus Christ, that was bad. Yeah, we just had to make an impromptu cut. And since this is a sneak preview, like, whatever. Like, this one doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah.
We had the game messed up just like on the first episode. So,
yeah.
It's a nice start.
Yeah.
But, like I was saying, so Zach, how have you been during this entire hiatus? What's been going on?
Just a lot of stupid shit, a lot of mundane, just life shit. You know, AC's going out.
Terrible.
Leak in the ceiling. My cruise engine seized. But thankfully, Grandpa came in clutch. Gave me the van for free.
That's why the van is there?
Yes.
All right, I was just making sure, like, I didn't park, like, trap somebody in, like, they wanted to go to Speedway real quick.
Yeah. Dude, 70,000 miles on it. What you mean?
Gotta talk a little bit.
Talk louder?
A little bit louder, man.
Okay, can you hear me better?
Oh, no, I can't hear you in the headphones anyway. I'm just looking at your levels.
Yeah. Okay, all right. But, yeah, 70,000 miles. It's 30 years old.
That's good, because that van looks super old. It looks like the Scooby-Doo van sans the paint job.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's just brown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there, like, rugs in there?
Yeah.
I knew it, dude. I love vans like that, though. I'm not even talking shit. I love vans like that. Only type of van I would drive.
Yeah, dude, it's dope. Except for the mileage. That shit sucks.
Oh, miles per gallon?
It's like...
What are you pushing, like 14?
Maybe. On a good day.
Is it on a good day if it's just like country driving? Yeah. No stop signs? Or
if I pass a gas station, I'd be like, I can fill up.
Might as well.
Might
as well any fucking time you see one.
On the side of the road on the way home. Yeah.
That's funny. Man... But we're glad to be back here. Mm-hmm. As you all can tell, this, like I said, since this is a sneak preview, there's nothing put together for the show. We really just wanted to show face. We've been gone for a while. And we're not trying to lose the fan base that we have. You know what I'm saying? And also, here's a good thing. This is what I didn't want to say before the show. Here's a nice little fact. So... if you are 20 episodes in into your podcast, you already have more episodes than 90% of most podcasts that come out.
Didn't know that.
So we're at 16. All right. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get to the top 10% of podcasts Then we'll see, you know, how much farther we could take this. But I'm glad that we are back in the studio.
Yeah. A long time coming.
Definitely.
Jesus.
Oh, Zach, what is the thing? I'll say, because we are just going to talk about a few different things that we saw, you know, just to give y'all a little bit of entertainment. But yeah, this is mostly the show face right now. But what did Ludacris do? what was the Ludacris thing you called me about, bro?
Trevor's favorite rapper of all time.
Fuck, not favorite rapper of all time, but he's top five.
Top five.
He's also like top five celebrity actor.
Yeah, I'll give him that. He's top five in that.
Yeah, definitely. You know what? I probably.
Rapper? Well,
like rapper actor. I'd actually probably say like probably top 10. Like rapper, like music period.
Yeah.
Because Tyrese is a much better actor than Ludacris is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like still top 10 with that. But yeah, go ahead with what this.
He went to Alaska and took a water bottle and drank straight from the glacier water, which, if you don't know, glacier water, well, pretty much any water you find in the wild, but especially glacier water, because shit's been in there for God knows how long. You don't know what kind of bacteria is in it. It's like if you look under a microscope, it's insane. And this dude just straight up put it in his cup and
and he drank it because it was cold. Listen, man, though, half the world's glaciers are
glacial water. I wanted
glacial
the
water,
the sound he makes after he drinks it,
because he knows it's nasty.
No, apparently it's fantastic.
Oh my god.
Wild.
And the headline from People magazine says Ludacris feels like Superman after drinking fresh Alaskan water.
That's ridiculous, because there's going to be another headline of him having some like disease from prehistoric times.
This was 3 days ago.
Dude, like, hopefully, like, have we heard anything of Ludacris in the last 3 days? Because if not, he in his bed.
He's dancing on TikTok, and it was his birthday yesterday, so
he's all right, apparently.
It looks like it.
All right, man, good, because he could have got something. He could have got something from that, and I'm not surprised that he drank it. Like, I don't think that he's the smartest person. Like, I mean, who will wear that outfit that he wore in that State Farm commercial, where he just had all that leather on with them boots? Dude, they had a leather vest on.
Nah, that's a dope outfit.
No, it's not. Maybe if you're ASAP Rocky, like that's not a Ludacris outfit. So I don't think he's the smartest person. I still appreciate his talents, though. I wouldn't come to him for like health advice, though, after him drinking that water, which is crazy.
Once you make a classic, you can't be told shit.
I guess.
Even if it's glacier water.
You can't be told shit that is glacier water. That is a mess, dude. That's gross. Man, I'm also glad that we're back, because we came back at the perfect time. We're not going to get into it today, but politics are nuts right now.
Absolutely insane.
Dude, so we have felon v. prosecutor.
Yes. Love it.
But y'all already know what side I'm leaning, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't... Look, here's the thing. This is the only thing I'm going to say about it tonight. And hopefully this gets some people thinking about it, all right? Okay, I understand Trump is a felon. I understand that. I understand that Kamala is... She is more so, I'm thinking, for social rights, social justices and freedoms for people, which is good. I'm not against that. But I think the thing that we need to be focused on right now is foreign policy. I understand we have our own domestic things that we have to get through. People want to go ahead and reestablish Roe v. Wade and all of these things like that. People want to get their rights for... certain groups want certain things and everything like that in our own country, and I understand that. But I think that
I think it was Shane Gillis's uncle. He was a racist man, though.
Okay.
No, and not even Shane Great Gillis. Star. It was a different Shane. It was a different Shane. Another comedian.
Shane O'Mac?
Hmm?
Nothing.
You said nothing. All right, but no, this racist man, yeah. He said, if you become so open, if you become too open-minded, your brain will fall out.
Okay.
And I think that we've become so free here and so open to do whatever we want that a lot of things kind of look stupid to other countries. And I just think that we look weak now.
Okay.
And I don't think Kamala Harris and Tim from the window to the walls, I don't think that they look like a strong America. Like, imagine Kamala Harris sitting down with Putin. How do you think that conversation goes?
Do you even think
he listens to her during this conversation?
I don't think he listens to anybody that's American. Honestly.
Who does he listen to, though?
Nobody, apparently.
He listens to Trump.
Did he?
Putin said himself after one of Trump's speeches, I believe 3 weeks ago, he mentioned, Trump had mentioned during his speech that if he gets into office and the Ukraine-Russia conflict is still going on, he's going to get in there and he's going to stop it immediately.
Okay.
Putin addresses this to his constituents and he says, whatever deal he would have, I would be primed to sit down and listen to him and agree with him with it.
Yeah, because they're homies.
Exactly. I'm sorry. Wait, homies are not. No, it is, though. It is, though, because you need to be close to your enemy. Trump is the only person who walks straight into North. He walks straight into North Korea with no Secret Service. How player is that? That looks strong. That's all I'm saying. It looks strong. And I don't think that the Democratic Party has been exuding strength since probably like the first 2 years of Obama's presidency. They were very strong back then. I do agree with that. But right now, just on the world stage, I don't think that would look strong at all. I feel like if Trump came in, we can get some wars stopped because during his presidency, no new wars were started. And I feel like he does have something to do with that because he straight up told people, hey, if you do this, I'm going to bomb the shit out of you. And he says it exactly like that.
Some elements of the current wars are his fault, though, but not. I'll give you that. He didn't start any new wars, but some elements of the Ukraine and Israel conflict. I won't call it a war, but some of the elements are his fault. But we'll get to that on a different day.
Yeah, we'll definitely get to that on a different day. But that's the only thing I want to stick into people's heads is. On the world stage, what do we look like? And what will we look like if we have a White House that consists of Kamala and Tim Walz? And honestly, I like Tim Walz. I actually really like him. Yes, and the only thing that I don't like about him, if it turns out to be true, if this man is lying about his military, history.
He's not.
I'm just saying. If the man is lying about his military history, I don't think that they can go any further.
It's like record that he was there for 24 years. And because he dropped out supposedly before the war, but he was going into office. That's why he dropped out. And he could have left 4 years earlier, but he didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see why he would lie about that. That has to be, like, public record, right?
Yeah, it could be.
I don't know why he would lie about that.
Yeah, but we'll get into this, farther down the campaign trail. We're not going to waste a day with that at all.
Yeah.
But, yeah, y'all, if y'all going to vote, go ahead and vote. Make sure your vote counts if that's how you think. third party vote is a vote for nobody. I used to believe in third party so much, man. I voted for Ralph Nader.
You did?
Yeah, I voted for Ralph Nader.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. I thought he had a good chance. I thought he had a good chance.
Did you think RFK had a shot?
I'd rather RFK
kill the bear and then put him back in Central Park.
I'd rather RFK run than Kamala. I honestly, I feel like the way that her nomination was taken was kind of weird. I think she should have had to be on the campaign trail just like everybody else and not just like be grandfathered in because Biden dropped out.
Okay, but if Donald drops out, they have an immediate successor. We don't know who that is, but they know who it is. It's the same. It's going to be the same for both parties.
Yeah, but this is, I'm saying this is after, this happened before, like, the DNC and everything like that, though, like when they were doing the nominations, though.
Behind the scenes, they have an immediate successor already.
No, I understand that, but it didn't happen in that form. What I'm saying is people were out campaigning, debating against each other and stuff, and she didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
And then she still got it. That's all I'm saying. I feel like you should have to do what everyone else has to do, right?
I guess. Sure.
You know, that's pretty much the only thing. But, dude, we're getting into it.
Yeah.
Right. Let's not get into it.
Let's not do that.
Man. Also, you know what? Let's talk about Tony for a second. God. All right? Because, look, I'm not blaming anything on Tony because me and him have been friends for, like, well over a decade now.
Yeah.
And I know he'll go missing. And he'll go missing between phone calls. Because this is what happened. Yesterday, I went to go get some food. And I was going to pick him up. We was just going to smoke a blunt on the way there. And then I was going to drop him off back at home. I'm on the phone with him. 10 minutes later, I'm at his house. I'm knocking on his door. I hear music and all this. There's two cars. No one comes to the door. I don't know if he's still in the house, but it's just you can't ever find Tony when you need to find him, man.
Never. Oh shit!
Like, bro, I have two phones right now, and I'm very much contemplating just giving him my other phone. Like, he doesn't even have to pay the bill.
Okay, so if you give him the phone, what is the over under on him actually picking up the phone still?
Oh, the over under.
Do you think that's the issue, or is it just?
Nah, his life like nah, that's not even, it's not really even the issue. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not 100% his lack of phone. Like, yeah. I feel like if I give him a phone, he will feel obligated to answer it, though.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just out of like, oh, he gave me this phone and he calling me. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he, like, maybe we get him a bit more, but still only like, two times out of four instead of like zero. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it'll still be a mess. But yeah, Tony will go missing. He'll just fall off the map and then he'll pop back up like you just seen him yesterday.
If you gave him two phones, he wouldn't have to use his TV remote and his TikToks as a second phone.
Because we found Tony. All right, we found him. We found what he's doing.
He's on TikTok.
I don't have TikTok, all right? But Zach found him on TikTok.
I've been following him for a minute. They just always pop up on my feed. Which one do you want? The Walmart one?
Dude, it doesn't matter. It's all crazy. I don't.
Oh, yeah,
you'll be able to find him on social media though, but you can't find him to have a conversation. and this is what Tony's been doing. All right, y'all make sure y'all subscribe over to him. What is it? Prole at TikTok.
All caps PROL apostrophe E.
Yeah, Prole at TikTok, man. Yeah. Like, this is what he's been doing. Go ahead and play the video.
Yeah, hello, Walmart. Yeah, hello. This is Walmart. Yeah, I was just calling because, you know, the battery in my car went out and I was trying to see how much your batteries cost. How much your batteries cost. I'm sorry, this is not Mauricio AutoZone. You got to call those guys. Yeah. But on your website, it says you got Murray's, batteries. Right? So
I don't even know if they're open anymore. Your
website, so, you know, what's up with that? Yeah, I don't know if you heard me, sir, but this is not Murray's AutoZone.
Who goes to Murray's?
I don't know.
I didn't know there was a Murray's.
I thought they were, like, closed or something. He should have said, like, O'Reilly's or something like that, Advanced Auto Parts or something. Like, but
Murray's.
Apparently, Tony has been making TikToks. Hey, man, give him another one real quick. Like we want to drive this point home.
This one's hilarious.
Yeah, which one is
it? Nigga, this gonna be your last time calling my phone. Billy. Billy, is that you? Ain't no damn Billy. Ain't no not to be Billy. Ringing my line. Look, man, all I was doing was calling your phone looking for some weed, man. I'm just looking for some weed.
That's crazy.
Man.
Where is he getting these situations from? Is he living his TikToks?
Hey, bro.
There's got to be.
Hey.
Has to be.
There's a line where that shit intersects 100% because Tony lives a weird life.
Dude.
He lives a different life. So some of that, it either happened around him or happened to him.
Like his uncle went. That's probably his uncle calling Walmart.
Yeah,
I don't know why you gotta do that phone for, that voice for the associate though. Like, yeah, well, yeah, well, this is Walmart. So he sounds like a cartoon character. But
that's crazy.
Hopefully next time we hear, we got Tony with us, so we can do that. We can do Tony's question because I love that segment. I love that segment of our show because he has the weirdest fucking questions.
Yeah.
But it's always thought-provoking at the same time. It's like, why did you think of that? And also, like, thank you for thinking of this.
Yeah.
like which is crazy. And then he'll
throw the one in there that we can't put on the air.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have the one question that is like, nigga, we can't talk about that. we can't talk about... Why would you even think of that? Yeah. Why would you think that we were allowed to do that? But, yeah, man. Hey, Tony, I know you're listening to the show. Right now, too, since it's going to pop up on your feed. So make sure you answer the phone next time, brother. Because we back at it, bro. Season 2, we are back at it. And if you don't,
we're going to keep playing your TikToks. It's just going to be an hour or
every episode. He's not going to care because he like promotion.
Yeah.
Promo. Yeah. He love that shit.
Yeah.
I don't get it, man.
Is this Walmart?
Is this Walmart?
All right, we're about to wrap it up, but before we get out of here, we kind of want to, both of us want to plant the seeds, if you will, of season 2 and what we want for the future.
Plant the seeds for germination.
Yes, germination.
Is that the first thing that happens? I don't know, man. I passed that class, but I don't remember nothing.
But yeah, Trevor, you want to speak to what you want first?
Well, man.
What'd you hope for?
Hopefully we get back on a tight schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say we had it down packed pretty much in the middle of our last season.
Yeah.
But, you know, life start hitting and episodes are coming out a bit later and stuff. So I want to try to be sure to get out one every week at least.
Mm-hmm.
Just so we can keep the algorithm in our favor. We can keep the fans who have been listening. We can keep giving them content, you know, as, you know, everybody needs content for sure. So we want to make sure that we're dropping that for you all. And also, thinking about this now, having a third is always good. Tony is our third.
Yeah.
All right. Tony's our third 100%. But that just showed us that more voices, you know, it keeps the conversation going. So, yeah. You know, every now and then, even, you know, just people we don't even know. Like I don't even care, dude. Like, yeah. I really just want guests. Like, and it doesn't even have to be, like, multiple people. Because you knew how I actually wanted to run the show. I wanted one of those shows with, like, rolling panel of guests and stuff like that.
You wanted to be mad misogynistic to random women.
No, no, that's not what I wanted to do. No, what I wanted was to, just have like a panel show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we're going to be reaching out to different people to try to get some guests on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about whatever too. It doesn't matter. Whatever the topic is. Also want to get more engagement. Want to get more engagement with the people who do listen to the show. Need some more people to follow the Twitter, because that's where I'm going to be answering any questions that anyone has, and if anybody has any ideas. And that's where you can reach me to try to hop on the show. Like, my Instagram and Snapchat only go so far. But, yeah, definitely want people on the show, at least for this season every now and then. I feel like that'll spark conversation more in the community, if people from the community are actually able to engage with us in discourse, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and even if, you want to call in to, for a specific conversation or something, I'm sure Trevor can set it up with whoever wants to join in, because I don't be talking to people.
I gotta be the media guy for a few of these things. Like Zach is running our Facebook though.
Yeah.
And TikTok, which aren't really up yet. Because we haven't done shorts.
We don't have a camera.
Shorts. That's what we need to start doing. YouTube shorts and stuff like that.
We need a camera.
Yeah.
Hopefully video content comes out sometime before the end of season 2.
Definitely. Because it would be nice. I'm ready to start throwing money at stuff. Mm-hmm. That's where I am.
Yeah.
I'm not in the best position now to do it since I'm not working for a month. But I'm so ready to start throwing money at just stuff that we need so we can get it off the ground. Well, we're already off the ground, but so we can get it,
further off the ground.
Further from the ground.
Yeah.
What about you?
I want two things. I want, and these can coincide with each other, kind of. I want a consistent, and however consistent it is up to interpretation, but a midweek, a little episode. Doesn't have to be a full one, and it doesn't even have to be what we usually talk about, but something to break up the monotony.
Oh, so something like our our idea for the Wednesday, like the car pod that we had. I still like that idea.
Yeah.
Just being in different places recording. I do like that idea as well. Yeah. And it'll be, that segment will be a lot better once we have video too.
Mm-hmm. And if you're listening, Echo, that would be a perfect time for you to jump in.
Echo.
Yeah. Not that Echo, but the person Echo.
Knows. Knows that we're talking to them.
I don't really have anything else. I think you hit on everything that I wanted, but
yeah man. So it mainly just sounds like we need that consistency now.
Mm-hmm.
We got the idea together. We just got to throw the polish on now, man. I say we're already more than halfway there to the top 10%, right?
Yep.
So, like I said, everybody, stay tuned. Go ahead, Zach. Hit him with the outro. It's been a minute. Let's see if you remember how to everything you got to plug.
Yeah. Remember to follow all the socials, be active on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok when I get that up.
You know what, and it's actually been a while, so let's go ahead and try to give them the names of a few of these things here.
Yeah.
Twitter, make sure to follow on Twitter at Zach N Black Pod. That's N, Zach N Black Pod on Twitter /X.
For Facebook, I'm going to pull that up.
Oh, you're going to pull it to Facebook? Okay.
Yeah.
The
Facebook page is called Zach lowercase n black podcast. It's just a Twitter page.
Just, yeah, we're going to try to get some more engagement on that, too.
Yep.
Yeah, actually, I'm not about to plug my... I was about to plug my personal...
personal Snapchat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do all the promo on my personal. Yeah.
Do it.
And I think a lot of the locals listen to the show, too. So,
okay, let it fly.
Also, my personal Instagram, where you can also engage with me there. It'll probably be easier than most things. It's Trey and Shit. That's T-R-E N Shit.
Shit.
Everyone knows how to spell shit. So that's my personal there. If anyone is wanting to get on the show or has ideas for the show, you can direct message me straight there. And let me see. Yeah, you can go ahead and just tell them about our... where we're going to drop Spotify's and all of that stuff, and then we can get on out of here.
Visit the link tree. It'll be in every social media's bio.
We got it because the hoes got it.
Yeah. Yes, that.
Yes, that.
And as always, on whatever platform you enjoy your podcasts on, whether that be Spotify, Pandora, iHeart, not Apple because they want bread.
They want bread.
Yeah. And, you know. Deezer, the most popular
Deezer.
Because everybody loves Deezer.
Hey, man, we're going to get that Deezer sponsorship. Deezer, y'all better hear us because we are the only ones. I swear we are the only ones telling everybody that we're on there.
We're keeping Deezer's lights on.
We can't be keeping their lights on. Ain't no way. like Deezer got to be one of those apps that's like hot in like South Africa or something like that, like Audio Mac. South
Africa.
No. Yeah. I'm serious. Like Audio Mac. How yeah. Audio Mac is? They real big in Africa and shit like that.
Really?
But not really out here.
Huh.
So I mean, like Deezer could be one of those podcast apps. Is like, yeah, man, we bang this shit in Singapore. You know,
like Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, but yeah, we gonna get out of y'all hair. Deuces.
Peace.